好的，百坤台知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年12月30日，星期三。我们再次荣幸到了 Radha Charanta 部，为我们继续讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 24, the 61 explanations. Of the Atmarama verse.
今天我们继续来讲述永恒的《Chaitanya 经》是《Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila》中篇逍遥的第24章 Atmaram 师节的61项解释。
Speaking this morning from Srimayapur Dham.
今天早上我们是在 Srimayapur Dham 给大家直播。
We're going to go over the one question that was not answered last week.
上一周我们还遗留了一个最后的一个问题，我们先从回答这个问题开始。
From Dauji Dasi。
从Dauji Dasi 那里发来的，明白 Guru 翻译及 Vaishnava 奉献者们的莲花族 Srila Prabhupada 说，纯粹就是力量。请问 Guru， 什么叫纯粹？居士修行如何达到纯粹的层面？感恩 Guru， Hare Krishna。My question is, Srila Prabhupada said purity is the force. My question is, what does that mean by purity? How to reach the platform of purity for grihasthas? Thank you very much.
Actually, this question is related to the class today.
事实上呢，你提的这个问题跟今天的这堂课是相关的。
But purity means sinless.
纯粹意味着就是没有任何的罪恶了。
No bad habits.
也就是没有不好的习惯。
Clean mind, clean senses, clean heart.
就是你的心意、你的感官还有你的内心都是纯净的。
That's purity.
这个叫做纯粹。
And then there's more.
当然除此之外还有更多。
So when one is pure, then one becomes powerful.
当一个人有了纯粹的时候，他便充满了力量。
Because purity overcomes material obstacles.
因为纯粹可以帮助我们征服一切的物质障碍。
So, I'm glad I answered that question today because we're going to talk about this today.
很高兴今天能够回答你的这个问题，因为我们今天的课恰恰要谈。
So, Dauji Dasi, stay tuned.
So, Dauji Dasi, 请你继续聆听。
Dauji is the name of Balaram.
Dauji 是 Balaram 的一个名字。
So, it means Dauji Dasi is servant of Balaram.
那就意味着你是 Balaram 的仆人。
So, we left last week at the pivotal moment when Mugrari the hunter gave his trust to Narada Muni.
就是有关于 Mugrari 这个猎人和 Narada Muni 的这个故事呢，我们上周讲到了一个非常关键的一个转折点，那就是说 Mugrari 这个猎人呢，他现在开始对 Narada Muni 建立了信心。
Narada Muni requested the hunter to break his bow.
Narada Muni 呢，他让这个猎人把他的弓给折断。
And his bow is livelihood. With bow and arrows, he kills animals and he makes a living.
那弓箭对于这个猎人来说就是维生的这个工具，他是用这个弓箭来猎捕动物，猎杀动物，然后他把这个动物呢再拿去卖以此为生。
So now the hunter is definitely overwhelmed by the presence of a pure devotee.
当然了，当这个纯粹的奉献者 Narada Muni 出现在这个猎人面前的时候，这个猎人呢就被他深深的给吸引了。
So Dao Jidasi, this is the example, purity is the force.
所以说呢 Dao Jidasi, 你就知道了，从这个 Narada Muni 纯粹的奉献者的例子，你就可以看到纯粹就是一种极大的力量。
And this is what happens when devotees meet the public, because the devotees are pure in their thoughts and actions, people are often overwhelmed.
所以说这个同样的也适用在我们奉献者身上，当我们奉献者到外面去和在公众的这个面前和外面的人接触的时候，如果我们的所思所想，我们的一举一动都是非常纯粹的，那么别人就会被我们深深的吸引，会被我们所征服。
However, we have to understand not everyone is in the position of that hunter.
但是我们要知道并不是所有的人都在这个猎人的处境里。
For example,when Srila Prabhupada went to the West and he began to attract people, his purity attracted people and people were ready to surrender to him.
那比如说像 Srila Prabhupada, 他是一个纯粹的奉献者，当他到了西方的时候，他的这种纯粹呢，吸引了很多很多的西方人，而他们呢也准备好了向他皈依。
But not everybody was ready.
但是也不是每一个人都做好了这个皈依的准备。
So one can come to Krishna consciousness only when the time is right.
那只有当这个时间成熟的时候，一个人他才能够真正的进入到这个 Krishna 知觉之中。
The reason why Lord Chaitanya is telling that story to Sanatan Goswami is to give the example of the purity and the powerof the association with a pure devotee.
那么就是慈悲天亮马哈帕布，他之所以给萨南坦格斯瓦米讲到了这个故事呢，是因为他想说明一个纯粹奉献者的就是这种和他纯粹奉献者联谊的这种力量，以及这种纯粹。
And the fruit of that association is that.One can go from the lowest position to the highest position.
那这样的一种联谊的这个结果呢，就是一个人可以从最低劣的一个状态跃升到一个最高的状态。
So, by the association of Narada Muni, the hunter who is a very low class human being, somehow or other comes to his senses.
那就是猎人呢，他是一个秉性非常低劣的一个人，但是因为和纯粹的奉献者 Narada Muni 的这个联谊呢，他就恢复了他的理智。
So he is in a similar position than Arjuna on the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，这个猎人的这个处境和在战场上的 Arjuna 是非常的类似的。
Arjuna was overcome by emotions, seeing that he was about to kill his family members.
那当 Arjuna 在战场上看到自己即将要亲手的去杀死他的这个亲人的时候呢，他这个时候呢内心就满怀悲恻了。
And at some point, we hear this in the beginning of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he turns to Krishna, who was up until now his intimate friend, and now he becomes his disciple.
那么然后我们就在《我家梵歌》第二章的最开始的这个部分就看到其实在这之前 Arjuna 跟 Krishna 之间是一种非常亲密的挚友的这种关系，但是在那一刻开始呢，他们的关系就发生了变化，也就是说 Krishna 就成为了 Arjuna 的灵性导师了。
So at that point the hunter turns to Narada Muni and he says, I fully surrender unto you.
所以呢，就在这一刻呢，这个猎人他就转向这个 Narada Muni 说呢，我现在就臣服于您。
Which is what Arjuna said. He said exactly the same word. I fully surrender unto you. Please instruct me.
所以呢，就是在这第二章开始的时候。Arjuna 他也是这样说的话，我现在完全的归依你，请给我指导。
And this is something which is sometimes a bit scary for people.
所以对很多人来说的话，可能会有一种畏惧的心理。
And that's the reason why people who are spiritual seekers, they would rather go to a master to whom they don't have to surrender.
所以说呢，有一些有这个灵修倾向的人，他们呢就会宁愿去找一些不要求他们这全身心的臣服皈依的这种大师，所谓的大师。
All they have to do is listen to a lecture, give some money, and they feel that I'm in the club.
然后他们只要去听一堂课，给点钱，然后就觉得进了这个人的这个阵营了，就成了这个俱乐部的一员了。
And that's the reason why people don't make spiritual progress.
这就是为什么说其实很多人他们在灵性上面根本就是寸步难行。
So when the word surrender is mentioned, it has a very specific connotation.
所以说呢，这个词语就是皈依哈，有的时候也可以译为这个臣服，它是有非常特定的内涵的。
Like we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, many different people come to Lord Chaitanya and surrender.
就比如说呢，在这个Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面，我们就看到很多人他们纷纷的来到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前，向他皈依。
Each one in different circumstances.
他们每个人的这个处境都是不一样的。
We saw.The first surrender that came to Lord Chaitanya was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
就是第一个去皈依主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人就是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
He had his position in Jagannath Puri, he had his influence in Jagannath Puri, he had his service in Jagannath Puri. He did not stop that, but he surrendered.
就 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，他是在这个 Jagannath Puri 是一个非常有地位、非常有影响力的这么一个人，他也在 Jagannath Puri 有他自己的服务，但是他并没有停止那些、抛下那一些，而是向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 全新的皈依了。
Wow, it's really flowing. Then, when Lord Chaitanya began his trip to South India, he met with a Korma Brahmana who wanted to leave home, and he surrendered.
那么就是当齐坦尼马哈帕布到南印度的时候，有一位婆罗门，就是 Koma Brahmana， 他也是想抛妻别子，就想跟随着这个马哈帕布了。但是他最后还是皈依了，就是齐坦尼马哈帕布。
So Lord Chaitanya says, "Yes, I accept your surrender, but don't leave your home."
他想就是皈依齐坦尼马哈帕布，齐坦尼马哈帕布呢答应了，说你可以皈依我，但是你不要离开家。
And all the people that Lord Chaitanya met all throughout his tour of South India, they all surrendered, but they all stayed in their homes.
那么就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度云游那个期间呢，所有的那些皈依了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人，他们都没有离开他们原本所在的这个地方，但是他们是全身心的皈依的。
And when Lord Chaitanya went to the village of Ramkeli and he met Rupa and Sanatan, the two brothers, they fully surrendered to him.
然后呢，齐坦尼马哈帕布又到 Ramkeli 那个村庄，然后 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 就遇到了他。一见到齐坦尼马哈帕布，他们就完全的皈依了他。
Did Lord Chaitanya say stay home?
那齐坦尼马哈帕布有没有对他说你们在家待着呢？
No.
并没有。
They gave everything up.
那这两兄弟他们就放弃了一切。
So that was their situation.
所以呢，这是他们两个人的特别的情况。
When Raghunath Das Goswami met with Lord Chaitanya in Bengal, he wanted to leave home and follow Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, "Don't be a fool. Go back home. When I tell you to come, you come."
那当 Raghunath Das Goswami 在孟加拉见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，他也马上就想抛弃一切，追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 而去，完全的皈依他。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对他说呢，不要做一个愚人，说让他还是回到自己的家里，等到时机成熟，当我告诉你离开家来追随我的时候，你再离开家。
So the point here is that.Surrender is not something physical or material.
所以说呢，我们在这里说的皈依或者说臣服，它不是一种外在的一种形式。
But it could be in certain cases.
但是在有一些情况下面呢，也可以，可能是这样子的。就是从实际的角度来说，他们的确抛弃了一切，皈依了。
For example, before Srila Prabhupada went to America, he began his preaching in India.
比如说呢，在 Srila Prabhupada 他去到美国之前，他的这个传道的事业是在印度已经开始了。
And he approached very nice family people and presented Krishna consciousness to them. They were not interested.
他呢见到了很多非常优秀的家庭，他把 Krishna 知觉呢呈现给他们。但是他们没有什么兴趣。
He said to them, "Give me just one boy, just give me one single boy, and I'll make him into a pure devotee."
然后呢，他就劝说这些家庭了，说至少你把你们的一个儿子给我就行，一个小男孩给我就行，我带他走，我把他转变成为纯粹的奉献者。
No one was interested.
但是谁都没有兴趣。
Always the same answer. Swamiji, I've got my wife. Swamiji, I've got my job. Swamiji, I've got my home.
所以他经常听到的一个同样的一个回答就是 Swamiji, 我还有家事呢，我还有妻子呢，我还有工作没有完成呢。
So Prabhupada understood, if I make the Western people into devotees and bring them back to India,Then they will surrender.
所以呢，就是释迦帕帕就明白了，如果他去西方，他把那些西方的年轻人转变成为这个奉献者之后，然后再把他们带回到印度的话，那么印度人民他们也会皈依的。
And they did.
那他们真的是后来都。
Now how did they surrender?
那他们是怎么皈依的呢？
They became devotees, but they did not stop what they are doing. Their surrender.Is the surrender of giving their hearts to Guru and Krishna.
那他们是皈依了Srila Prabhupada了，但是他们并没有就是改变他们原本的这个生活，他们原来在做的事情还在延续。那他们的臣服和皈依是从他们内心而言的，他们把他们的心就交给了，完全交给了Guru和Krishna。
So what you would expect, especially in India, is.That all our temples should be crowded with people in retirement age who come to finish their life within the Krishna consciousness movement, but they don't do that.
就是在这个印度呢，你可能会想象这个庙里面应该是充满着很多的印度人，应该挤得水泄不通才对。他们都是在他们这个退休的这个老年这个年龄应该。来到这个庙宇里面，然后在这 Krishna 知觉当中度过他们生命的最后的时光，但事实上他们并不是这样的。
So they stay home and they chant and they offer their food and they do kirtan and they go and see the deities.
那意思就是说他们并没有说抛弃这个家庭，然后就搬到这个庙里来住了，他们还是在他们原来的这个家庭里面那他们还是住在家里面，他们还是念诵，他们会来参加庙宇的活动，他们来觐见神像他们和奉献者一起唱诵，这就是他们的生活。
So there are two aspects to the word surrender.
所以说呢，就这个皈依这个词语呢，其实有两个方面。
One is the internal surrender.
一种皈依是一种内在的臣服皈依。
And that is what is expected of anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness.
那这个呢，就是说任何一个加入到 Krishna 知觉的人都应当跨出这一步，就是内在的皈依。
And that's based on association with the pure devotee and on our understanding of our constitutional position as eternal servant of Krishna.
那这是只有两个基础，一个就是跟纯粹奉献者的联谊，还有一个就是说对自己的一个本性的这个地位有一个非常深透的这个理解，也就是说明白自己是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
The other surrender is external.
其他的这些皈依那些方式都是外在的。
And that's based on situations.
而且呢，这个也是因人而异的。
And you'll find, as we all know, in the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya surrendered everything.
那我们看到这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个生平，看到他的这个逍遥时光里面，我们就会看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是抛弃了一切，是完全的这个皈依的。
And he was surrendered by a very small group of intimate associates who also surrendered everything.
然后呢，他主要他身边有一些非常亲密的这个同游伴随着他，而他身边的这些人也是属于完全全然皈依的那种。
But 90% of Lord Chaitanya's followers were fully surrendered, but they were keeping.Their status as householders, working, family people.
那就是前天在马哈法布身边的少数的这些奉献者们，他们的确是放下了一切追随前天在马哈法布。但是前天在马哈法布还有90%的追随者，他们也是全身心去皈依前天在马哈法布，但是他们都依然保持着原本的这种居士的身份、居士的生活，他们还留在家里继续。就是工作，养家糊口。
So, in other words, it's the duty of the spiritual master to judge time, place, and circumstances.
所以说呢，到底是怎么根据这个时间、地点，因地制宜、因人而异，而的来给这个相应的每一个门徒有相应的这个指导呢？这个是属于灵性导师的职责。
And we have to also remember that all these different exchanges are based on love.
那我们要知道领导是跟门徒之间的这种种种的交流的基础都是爱。
The way a spiritual master may instruct a disciple, it's not based on exerting power and control. It's for the good of the disciple and done out of love.
那领性导师呢？他对于门徒的这个指导的这种方式，并不说灵性导师，他运用自己灵性导师的地位和权势，去这个压榨自己的门徒，而是说对门徒的这种指导，是完全基于灵性导师对他的爱的。
Why out of love？
那为什么我们说是出于爱呢？
Because if you love Krishna, you love everyone.
因为当灵性导师他爱 Krishna 的时候，那么他也就可以爱众生。
So oftentimes devotees don't understand when we call Srila Prabhupada is divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
那当我们称呼 Srila Prabhupada 的时候，我们经常说是圣恩A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami， 就这样的一个全称。
His divine grace, we have to understand what it means. It means Krishna's grace.
英文里叫 His divine grace. 那它第一个字是 His， 就是说他的，就是他的恩典啊。有这个字面是这个意思。那么这个他指的是什么呢？他就是指的是 Krishna.
It's Krishna's divine grace.
所以他是 Krishna 的恩典。
So the pure devotee has received Krishna's divine grace.And he is giving that to everyone.
那意味着这样的一个全称的意思，就是一个纯粹的奉献者，他接受了来自 Krishna 的神圣的恩典，然后呢，又把它传递给所有的奉献者众生。
So that's one of the ability of the spiritual master is to judge. When you give Krishna to others, you have to be able to determine in what condition that person can now serve Krishna peacefully.
所以说呢，当这个 灵性导师，他把 Krishna 把 Krishna 的知觉带给一个人的时候，他应当有这种能力，他去判断说用一种什么样的方式到什么样的这个程度啊，就是他的这个追随者他可以去做的，这样呢使得他能够有一种非常平和的一种心态去修习 Krishna 的知觉。
It's not that you go to the guru and he has different boxes in front of him.
并不是说你去找一个聆听导师，然后来到了聆听导师的面前，聆听导师面前放了一溜的这个盒子。
One box is for the credit cards.
其中一个盒子呢是给你放信用卡的。
One box is for the car keys.
一个盒子呢是放那个你的这个车钥匙的。
One box is the legal document for your properties.
然后第三个是房产证，放房产证的盒子。
Well, there may be other boxes for cigarettes and alcohol and other stuff.
当然，可能还有一些盒子里面你可以放这个什么烟呀、酒呀什么之类的。
Yeah, there are certain things that the guru will take away from day one.
的确是这样的。从这个有时候是会这样的。从第一天开始，这个 guru 就会把这些门徒的这些东西给一股脑的拿走。
So, Narada Muni's request for the hunter to break his bow may not be.The breaking of the bow signifies that now I'm taking away your livelihood. He said, I'm taking away your sinful activities.
所以说呢，你看这里 Narada Muni 呢，他给这个猎人的第一个训示就是让他要折断他的弓箭，但是它是有象征意义的，并不是意味着说 Narada Muni 说现在我要把你维生的工具给拿走了，不是。是这个含义，而是指的就是这个弓箭，它是象征着这个猎人的罪恶活动，所以这个灵性导师要把这个罪恶活动给他消除，让他拿走。
So the guru may not want to take away the kitchen knife from a disciple. He may ask him get a new kitchen knife and instead of cutting meat, now cut vegetables.
所以呢，这个灵性导师呢，他可能不会让这个门徒把他厨房里的这把菜刀交出来给扔了，给拿走。但是他可能会告诉他说你把这个刀放一边去，你重新再买一个新的，之前你这个刀是切肉的，现在的这把刀是要切蔬菜的。
And there are devotees who will come forward and will be ready and prepared to just surrender everything.
那就是也有一些门徒，他的确是在那个人生的那个阶段，他可以做到这一点，他来到灵性导师的面前，他就抛弃了一切，把一切都交付给了他的灵性导师，无论内外。
But we have to stick to the point. Surrender is an attitude before it is anything else.
所以，但是我们一定要明白，这个臣服皈依的这个含义呢，它首先就是一种心态，一种态度，然后才能讲的是谈得上是别的。
Because when Arjuna decided to surrender to Krishna, Krishna did not take his chariot and his bow and arrows away. He gave him knowledge.
因为当这个 Arjuna 他在战场上向 Krishna 皈依拜 Krishna 为师的时候，那这个 Krishna 并没有马上就拿走他的弓箭还有他的战车，而是把这个灵性的超然的知识给予了 Arjuna。
So Narada Muni said, Narada kahe yadi dhara amara vachana tabe se karite pari tomara mochana. If you listen to my instructions, I shall find the way you can be liberated.
就是 Narada Muni 呢，他就是对这个猎人他说呢，如果你能倾听我的训示，我一定能找到一个方法让你完全的得到解脱。
So here is the deal.
所以呢他们之间就有这样的一个约定。
You follow instruction, I take care of you.
那意思就是说你呢遵循我的训示，你听从我，那么我呢会照顾你的。
What does Krishna say right at the end of his conversation with Arjuna?
那当 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间的这个对话进行到最后的时候，最后他说了什么呢？
If you don't hear what I said and you want to do whatever you like because of your false ego, everything will be lost.
就是说如果你还是听从自己的假我去行动的话，你必失落无疑。
So this really highlights the gravity and the importance of devotees who spread Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，对于一个去传播 Krishna 知觉的奉献者而言，他一定要有这样的一种庄重，有这样的一种分量，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
Because remember what Lord Chaitanya told the Koma Brahmana, Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyara Guru Anatare Hidesh. Anyone you meet, anyone you speak to, you speak about Krishna, and in my name you become a guru.
就是当这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他给这个 Koma Brahmana 就是那个南印度的婆罗门世时的时候，他说无论你见到谁，无论你遇到谁，无论你跟谁说话，你呢就是以我的这个名义，你可以成为一个咕噜，一位灵性导师。
So this is exactly what it means. Every single person who preaches Krishna consciousness are acting on behalf of the Guru Parampara in the positionof a spiritual master.
所以说呢，所有的去传播 Krishna 知觉的人，其实他都是以一个灵性导师的身份，代表着使徒传系去传播的。
So it's not just the responsibility of the initiating spiritual master, it's every devotee to take the responsibility to present Krishna consciousness to people.In a proper way.
所以呢，以一种正确的方式把 Krishna 知觉传播给世人，这并不是说仅仅是一个启迪灵性导师的责任，这其实是每一个人肩负的重任。
And you know, in the places like China, it's not very easy. People have very complex situations.
其实在中国这样的一片土地上，其实问题是非常的错综复杂的，人们的这个处境非常的复杂，是很不容易的。
So devotees have to be very, very careful how they approach new people and how they direct them.
所以呢，奉献者们怎么去来到这些新人中间，然后怎么样去适当的去指引他们，这一点我们奉献者一定要小心谨慎。
Sometimes we cultivate new people online.And we present Krishna consciousness to them. They read the Bhagavad Gita. They begin to chant. They become very enthusiastic. And then we send them to a group. They go to that group. They never want to go back again.
有的时候会出现这样的情况。我们呢在网上有发展了这些新人，然后他们也开始念诵，他们也读了博家梵歌等一些经典。然后我们到一定的时候，我们就把他们。就是送到在当地的某一个奉献者的团体里面去联谊了，但是有的时候会是这样的一种情况，他们去了之后就再也不愿意再去了。
You know, we send them to get association, they walk into the door and they hear surrender.
有的时候是这样，当他们进到奉献者的家里的时候，他们坐下来没好一会儿，那奉献者们就对他说，你要完全的臣服。
Don't you know today is a full fast?
你难道不知道吗？今天是全戒。
You have to give everything up.
你要完全的断食，你得放弃一切，放下你的一切。
People get so scared.
那很多人这么一听之后就吓坏了。
So devotees have to be, because we are representative of the disciplic succession.Just like Narada Muni is full of love, we have to be full of love.
所以说呢，因为当我们去面对新人的时候，我们其实是代表整个的使徒传系的，所以我们也应当像 Narada Muni 一样。Narada Muni 的内心充满着爱，我们也要充满着爱。
Otherwise, what does that say about our love for Krishna or even our love for our spiritual master?
那不然的话，还谈得上什么我们对 Krishna 的爱，我们对灵性导师的？
And we should not forget, it's only a few weeks, a few months, or a few years ago that we were in the exact same situation.
而且我们也不要忘了，其实只不过几星期前、几个月前、几年之前，我们跟我们眼前的这些新人的处境是一样的。
So, of instructing others, we have to be very careful what kind of instructions we give.
所以呢，既然你身在其位，要给别人去指导的话，那你对于你说出去的口，给予别人的这个指导，这是一件非常慎重的这个事情，你一定要非常的小心。
So the hunter was in a very specific situation.
那这个猎人呢，他的这个状况是很特别的。
Not everyone will be in that situation.
并不是所有的人都会处在猎人的处境里。
And the hunter said, "My dear sir, whatever you say, I shall do."
啊，那这个猎人呢，就对这个纳达姆尼说：“我亲爱的先生啊。”我将一言行事，意思就是说，无论你说什么，我都会依照你的话去做。
So as we know, we spoke about this last week. Narada Muni said the first thing you should do is break your bow.
那就像我们上周所说的一样 ，Narada Muni 对这个猎人所说的第一句话就是说，把你的弓箭给折断。
And the hunter took a step back. He said, "Well, wait a minute. If I break my bow, how am I going to eat?"
那这个猎人呢，他就惊了一下啊，他有点犹豫了。如果说我把我的弓都给折断了，那我还怎么赖以为生呢？
So this is another step that a new person may take. He said, "Okay, I like Krishna consciousness. I like to practice, but what's going to happen to my life?"
啊，所以呢，这个就好比一个新人一样了。他说，好，我也愿意修习 Krishna 直觉，我也愿意念诵。但是我要一旦念诵的话，我休息非常的知觉了，那我的生活会是怎样的呢
？So in that case, Narada Muni replies, "Ami anna diva prati dine. Don't worry, I shall supply all your food every day."
啊，那达摩尼就跟他说，你不用担心，你每天的口粮我都会给你的，我都会提供给你的。
So, are you able to say that to people?
这样的话，你能那个就是能说给你遇到的人吗
？You tell people, no, no, you just stop everything. I'm gonna supply your food every day.
那你跟他说，你会不会去跟你遇到的人说呢？你就完全皈依吧，你放下一切，你每天的食物我都会提供给你的，你不会挨饿的。你有勇气这么说吗
？So Prabhupada explains that.In the Varnashram system, there are different classes of people who have different functions.
那么Srila Prabhupada他说呢，在这个 Varnashram 制度当中，也就是四个社会阶层、四灵性的，这个进阶的这样的一整套的这个体系里面呢，它有分成不同的阶层、不同的位置的人，他们有不同的责任。
So Brahmanas don't work.
比如说这个婆罗门他是不需要去工作的
They just give knowledge.
他们只是把这个知识派发给
They guide society.
他们给这个社会一种指导
And people maintain them in return because people's spiritual life depend on the guidance of the Brahmanas.
因为这个全社会的这个人的灵性的这个生活都要仰赖于这些婆罗门阶层的人，所以呢，他们也会主动的去维系婆罗门的生活。
And what are Brahmanical activities?
那这个婆罗门式的活动是包括哪一些呢
？Giving prasadam, giving knowledge.
他们会给派发这个 prasadam, 派发知识。
So devotees can actually nicely maintain just by selling books.
所以呢，奉献者其实只要去派书的话，也是可以维系好自己的生活的。
Or selling prasadam.
或者是去卖 prasadam.
It's a Brahmanical activity.
这两者 prasadam 和派书其实是属于婆罗门的工作。
So Krishna will look after you very nicely.
那只要你这么去做的话 ，Krishna 就会很好的照顾你了。
There are many many household devotees.Who are, you know, Brahmanical in lifestyle, who just maintain their lives just by selling books and selling prasadam.
就是有很多的这个奉献者，世界上的，他们过着就是一种婆罗门式的这种生活。然后他们维系自己的方式呢，也很简单，就是去派书啊，就是卖这个书。然后呢，就是有的呢，他们是派发 prasadam， 也就是卖 prasadam， 这个就足以为生了。
But please don't send me questions about profit on top of the BBT price, okay? We don't need to talk about this.
但是你不要马上来问我这么问题，这些问题就是什么 BBT 的利润呀，我怎么挣这个利润啊，什么之类，这些问题你不要问我了。
There's a difference between earning a living by preaching and looking at one's own lifestyle.
就是 一种传教以传教为目的的一种生活方式，和就是维生的某一种生活方式，这是两者之间是不一样的。
So from the point that the hunter breaks his bow, it means that's it. Now I have to depend on my guru for everything.
所以呢，就是从这个。就是猎人把这个他的弓箭给折断的那一刻开始呢，其实就象征着这个猎人呢，他的心准备好了，就是他已经准备好完全的臣服归于他的灵性导师，他的一切都依赖于灵性导师了。
And Prabhupada explains in the purport, this is the process of initiation.
那舍帕帕在这个要旨说呢，要旨中说呢，他说这就是启迪的程序。
Because it's a question of attitude.
因为呢，这是一个态度的问题。
And an attitude is not something emotional or impulsive.
态度不是一种感情用事的，或者是心血来潮的冲动的。这么一种东西。
Attitude is not even a specific mood because mood can change.
而且呢，这个态度还跟情绪无关，因为情绪是可以变化的。
Attitude is something that shapes a person based on knowledge.
那这个态度或者说这个心态呢，它是基于知识的一个自我造就。
So when a person comes forward to take initiation from a spiritual master, it must be done very thoughtfully based on consideration of examining the guru, examining the process, and then, yes, I want to do this.
所以当一个人他去托庇一个灵性导师，并且有心要从他那里得到皈依的时候，他一定要经过深思熟虑。他一定要考察这个灵性导师的状况，然后去深思咱们这个灵修和启迪的整个的这个程序和这个过程，你要深思熟虑。另外你也要去自我查，就是查知一下自己现在的实际的这个情况，综合考虑之后，然后你下定这个决心，毫不犹豫的说是的，我要接受启迪。
And we are given time to consider these things, but look at the hunter. He's only met Narada Muni for a very short moment, and he knows him for the first time, and yet he makes that decision.
你看，当我们要托庇于灵性导师去启迪的时候，我们是给予了我们一定的这个时间的。但是对于这个猎人来说的话，那是他第一次。见一个素不相识的人，那他们是第一次见面，拿着目的是第一次见面，然后他们见面的时间也这么短，但是就在那么一刹那间，他就已经下定了决心要归于这位灵性导师了。
He goes out in the morning with his bow and arrow to do his normal killing. He meets a saintly person, and his life completely changes.
也就是说，这个猎人呢，就像往常一样。他早上的时候就出门了，然后到森林里面像往常一样的去打猎，去折磨那些动物，然后这个圣人就出现在他的这个面前了，就是 Narada Muni， 然后从那一刻开始他的生命就发生了天翻地覆的变化。
And this happens many many times. People, they just go about their daily lives, and then at some point they bump into a devotee and their lifeCompletely change.
所以这种同样的情况也发生在很多的奉献者身上。他们呢就跟往常一样的做着他们平常做的事情，然后他们就无意间就撞到了一个奉献者，遇到了一个奉献者，然后从见到这奉献者的那一刻开始，他们的生活就发生了完全的变化。
And then it's just a question of time before the person comes forward voluntarily and say, okay.I surrender at your lotus feet.
然后呢，就是这个人他只是一个时间的问题，在一段时间之后，他就会来到灵性导师的面前说：“好吧，我完全的皈依了。”对他来说，只是时间问题而已了。
There is the story of this Indian man who came to help cut vegetables in the kitchen at the very, very early days of the Bombay Yatra.
就是当这个孟买的这个孟买雅特这个地方这个地区的 Krishna 知觉刚开始不久的时候，早期的时候，有这么一个印度人，他就来到了这个奉献者所在的地方，在他们的这个厨房里面去切菜帮厨。
He knew nothing about spiritual life. He was just there helping, like an Indian pious man, just cutting vegetables.
他其实对这个灵性的生活几乎是一无所知，他只是像所有其他的心地善良、内心虔诚的那些印度人那样，只不过就是来做一些这个服务，就是来帮助奉献者来切菜、洗菜什么的。
And then he heard very loud kirtan outside, and he wondered what was going on.
然后他就听到外面有大声的这个 kirtan，所以他在想啊，这是什么？
So he asked the devotee in charge of the kitchen. He said, "What's going on?" The devotee says, "Well, they're having today. There's some initiation. Prabhupada is giving initiation. You can go and have a look, but come back quickly."
那这个厨房里的这个奉献者呢，就跟他说呢，哦，今天是 Srila Prabhupada 那个启迪一批奉献者，你可以出去去那儿看一看，不过你看完之后要马上就回来。
So this man is standing next to Prabhupada who is conducting the jagya, and Prabhupada says, "Who are you?"
然后呢，这个印度男人呢，他就去看了，他就站在那个 Srila Prabhupada 的边上，Srila Prabhupada 呢在那儿做 yagya，
So the man said, "Oh, I'm
就
just
是请客，
helping in the kitchen." Prabhupada said, "Sit down,
就
谢谢 sit
是在他在做启迪仪式，Srila Prabhupada。然后呢，Srila Prabhupada 就说："您是谁？"他说："我只不过就是。"偶尔来到这里，我当那个在，我是在厨房帮厨的。说啪啪，他说："你别走了，你坐下来吧。"
So Prabhupada started giving initiation. The man is watching this. He's never seen this before.
然后呢，说啪啪就开始主持这个启迪的仪式了，给一个一个奉献者启迪。然后这个印度男人呢，这一生从来都没有见过这么一番情景。
And at the end, Prabhupada turned to the man and he said, "What's your name?"
然后最后呢，说啪啪就转向他说："你叫什么名字？"
And you may say this, "Well, my mother called me Haridas."
然后他说："我妈妈叫我 Haridas。"
And Prabhupada says, "Can you follow the four regulative principles?"
然后沙发就问他说："这四个规范原则你能遵守吗？"
He said, "I already do because I'm born in a pious family."
然后呢，这个人他就说呢："这四个规范原则我已经在遵守了，因为我本来就出生在一个挺虔诚的家庭。"
So Prabhupada gave him beads. He said, "From now on, your name is Haridas."
然后沙发爸爸就把念珠交到了他的手里，跟他说："从现在开始，你的名字就是 Haridas。"
So he got up. And he went back to the kitchen because he had service to do.
他就起来了，接受那个念珠之后又回厨房了，因为在厨房里还有他的这个服务还没有完成。
And the devotee says, "Where have you been? You've been gone for so long."
哎呀，奉献者说了："你到哪儿去了？你走了那么久。"
And Haridas said, "I just got initiated."
那 Haridas 说："我刚得到启迪了。"
So the devotee in charge of the kitchen says, "What are you doing in the kitchen? Go back, enjoy the festival."
然后那个奉献者就说："那你在厨房里干什么？你去吧，跟他们在一起过节吧，去享受这个节日吧。"
So sometimes the guru is very, very merciful.
所以有的时候呢，这个 guru 灵性导师是非常非常的仁慈。
So here is Narada Muni's, reaction.
所以呢，这里呢就讲到了那儿的目的的反应。
Now he's going to instruct the hunter.
那他现在开始的正式的要给这个猎人训示了。
First instruction.
第一个训示是这样的。
Return home.
让他回家。
Distribute whatever you have.
就是把你所有的一切。
You're going to give it to all the brahmanas.
你要捐给所有的这些婆罗门。
And after you've given everything away to the brahmanas, you and your wife should leave your home.
然后说呢，你把你的这些所有的东西都捐，就给了布施，给了婆罗门之后呢，你和你的妻子要离开家。
Don't take anything with you, no luggage, no handbag, only the clothes that you wear.
你什么行囊都不要准备，只是带上你需要穿的这个衣服就可以了，什么都不要带。你们夫妇俩离开家。
Don't take your laptop, don't take your phone.
你的这个电脑呀、手机呀，都不要带在身上。
Leave the car keys.
把这个车钥匙也丢在家里，不要拿。
So Prabhupada explained, see, Narada Muni knows what he's doing. He's not I mean, Narada Muni does things sometimes which are a little bit, you know, unexpected. That's his, he is expert at this.
就是那个要旨里面呢，释迦牟尼佛讲到了，Narada Muni知道自己在做些什么。但有的时候我们会经常看到Narada Muni的这个做的事，说的话经常是出人意料的。他最擅长这个，给你一个出其不意。
Actually, Narada Muni's objective, as his service to Krishna, is to empty the universe.
所以 Narada Muni 呢，他对 Krishna 的这个服务就是要把整个宇宙清空。
He wants to send everyone back to Krishna.
就是说，他要把所有的人都送回到 Krishna 那里去。
And he's done it many times in many different situations.
然后他在各种各样的情况下面。他都做很多次的做了这件事。
So if you ever get a knock on your door,
所以说哪一天要是你听到了有人在敲门
，and you see someone standing wearing saffron and wearing a vina in his hands,
你开了门，你看到是一个穿着橘红色的这个袍子的人，然后呢还抱着一个 vina 琴。
You know what a vina is?String instrument.
就是 Vina 琴呢，就是那个一种弦乐器哈，大家在图片上都看到。
Be careful, it's not a money.
你要非常小心，出现在你面前的这个人呢，没准就是 Narada Muni。
So anything could happen.
所以呢，什么事情都可能发生了，因为他总是出人意料的。
But、here, Narada Muni is talking to a householder who has a fair bit of money because he is a hunter.
那现在呢，就是Narada Muni面前的就是这么一个居士，这个居士这个猎人呢，他是一个猎人嘛，所以说他还是小有财富的。
So he's not telling him take sannyas.
那他没有马上跟他说了，你现在就做个 sannyasi 托钵僧。
He is pushing him to the next step of his life.
其实呢，他是在推动着这个居士，就这个猎人，把他推向了这个人生的。下一个阶段。
When Narada Muni met the 10,000 sons of Daksha, he did not waste any time. He told them all to renounce completely.
那当这个 Narada Muni 他看到了这个 Daksha 的一万个儿子的时候呢，他是不加犹豫的，就让他们放弃了一切，弃绝了一切。
In the case of Narada Muni, preaching to Prahlad, even though his teaching made Prahlad into a pure devotee, Prahlad remained in the family of demons.
那这个 Narada Muni 他见到了这个Prahlad 也给了他这个指导和训示，把他成为变成奉献者。那这个 Prahlad 呢，他一直没有离开家，他一辈子都是居士，一直在这个恶魔的这个家族里面呢。
So what Narada Muni does here by asking the hunter and his wife to give everything away and to walk out of their home is to move to the next step, which is vanaprastha.
所以呢 ，Narada Muni 呢在这里给这个猎人的训示，就是说要把他所有的这些财富都布施给这个婆罗门。之后呢，他们夫妇两个应该离开家。那这里就是 Narada Muni 就是把他推动了一把，让他从居士的生活阶段过渡到了行脚僧，就是 vanaprastha 的这个阶段。
So.Vanaprastha means husband and wife stay together and they cultivate Krishna consciousness and don't do anything else.
那么就是 Vanaprastha 的意思就是说这个夫妇两个人一起就是不做任何其他的世俗的事情了，只是专心的一起去培养他们的 Krishna 知觉。
So he says, leave your home and go to the river.
然后他的就是说呢你们离开家去到河边。
What are you going to do at the river?
那你在这个河那里干什么呢？
You're going to construct a cottage.
就让他去建一个小茅屋。
So he goes from a solid house to a hut.
所以呢，原本他们是住在一个非常牢固的一个可能是砖石做的这种房子里面。现在他要离开这个家，然后要去造一座小茅屋，住在一个小茅屋里面。
Siddhartha Prabhu told me this is what he wants to do in old age.
Siddhartha Prabhu 说，等他老了的话，这就是他的心愿。
He said, if you want to look for me, you'll find me on the bank of the Ganges in a little hut.
他说，如果那个等我 老了，你想要找我的话，你就到恒河边去。我会在恒河边的一个小茅屋里面待着。
I told him, you'll never take sannyas. You'll be a like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like a Babaji.
我跟他说，你永远不会是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧的，你会像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 一样做一个 Babaji 的。
So, he said, you construct a cottage, and in front of the cottage, I want you to grow tulsi.
然后呢，在穆尼就跟他说呢，你先造一个小小的茅屋，然后在这个小茅屋前面呢，你弄一小片地，种上这个 tulsi 树。
So once tulsi is grown, every day you circumambulate tulsi, and you bring water to tulsi, and you constantly chant Hare Krishna.
然后说呢，就是 Tulsi 长起来之后呢，你要天天的绕拜这个 Tulsi， 然后给 Tulsi 浇水，然后就是去唱诵 Hare Krishna。
So it could happen to you that if you bump into Narada Muni, you're going to end up on the bank of a river in a hut, growing Tulsi and chanting Hare Krishna。
所以有可能同样的事情也会发生在你身上。万一你遇到了这个 Narada Muni， 可能你的这生活。我就会发生改变，可能你就会在这个恒河边上的一个茅屋里，然后你在门前种一片这个 tulsi， 天天的绕拜这个 tulsi， 念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
And interestingly enough, Prabhupada says in the Prabhupada, this is the beginning of spiritual life.
但是这个非常的有意思，是了爸爸在要旨里的第一句话，居然说的是这是灵性生命的开始。
It means spiritual life really begins when you are completely free from all material attachment and responsibilities.
就是说，灵性的生命其实是从你的摆脱了物质的这个欲望以及物质的依附的那一刻开始的。
Prabhupada says you can go to a holy place on the bank of the Ganges or the bank of the Yamuna. You can build up a cottage. Prabhupada even writes how you do it. He said you don't need any money. He said you take 4 bamboos.And you take some dead leaves from the forest to make a roof, and that's it. Keep it clean.
然后，释迦牟尼在教旨里说呢，你可以去这个圣地，然后到这个恒河边，到亚莫那河边，甚至是怎么造那个小茅屋，那个释迦牟尼都解释了，说你到这个森林里面去找一些那个竹子。然后支起来，四根竹子支起来，然后再找一些那个叶子枯叶，要把它做成那个茅屋的顶棚啊，然后你就可以住在这个小茅屋里面。
So you can do this on the bank of the Yangtze River.
你可以在这个长江的边上弄一个茅屋。
So, okay, so Prabhupada says if you do this, you will make vigorous spiritual advancement.
然后拉帕帕他就是说呢，如果你这么去做的话呢，你将会得到非常这怎么说，就是非常积极的这种灵性，非常强大的，非常牢固的，充满着活力的这样的一种灵性的进步。
Why is that？
为什么就是拉帕帕要这么说呢
？Because everything we do。In devotional service boils down to only one thing, and that's the pure chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
因为呢，我们在灵性生活当中，无论我们做一些什么样的服务，最终呢，归根结底，其实就浓缩到一点，就是说这个纯粹的念诵圣名。
And Prabhupada said it's not very difficult to follow. All you have to do is follow the instruction of the spiritual master.
那 Prabhupada 呢？他说呢，其实要做起来并不难，你只需要去遵循你的灵性导师的训谕就好了。
And Prabhupada said, as far as eating is concerned, that's not a problem. If Krishna can supply all the living entities, why can't he supply you?
然后接下来释迦牟尼就是说，至于这个填饱肚子的问题，就是至于这个食物的问题，你不用担心。既然 Krishna 他能够维系众生，让这个世界上所有的生物都有他们的食物，为什么他会不来维系你呢？这是不可能的。
And Prabhupada then says, why bother with building a cottage?You don't even have to sleep under a tree.
然后希拉帕帕又继续说了，干嘛还要那么麻烦去造个小茅屋呢？他说住在树下就可以了。
So what's Prabhupada's point when he says that? He says not even He says, not even under a tree, you can even live in a cave.
然后释迦牟尼佛又继续说了，你都不用住在一棵树下，住在一个山洞里就可以。那释迦牟尼佛说了这么一连串，他的用意是什么？他的要点是什么呢？
But then Prabhupada explained, whether it's under a tree, whether it's in a cave, whether it's in a hut, whether it's in a palace, in New York, in London, in Beijing, in Guangzhou, it doesn't matter wherever you are, you've got to be absorbed in chanting the holy name.
然后释迦牟尼佛还做了一个总结了，他说呢，就是不管你是在一个茅屋里面，还是在一个山洞里面，还是在一个楼房里面，还是在一个宫殿里，不管你是在纽约啊、伦敦呢、啊，还是广州啊，还是北京、上海什么的，这些都不重要，最关键的是，无论身在何处，你都要沉浸在纯粹的圣名的唱诵、念诵之中。
Prabhupada explained very brilliantly what is the meaning of surrender.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛呢，他对于这个皈依这两个字，他有了一个非常生动形象的一个描述。
For the hunter's situation, Narada Muni knew this is the best. I take away your bow and arrows, I take away your sinful activities, and I give you pure spiritual life.
那么对于这个猎人的这种情况，Narada Muni是非常的。清楚的，他呢，他拿走这个猎人的弓箭，这就意味着这个猎人的罪恶活动就到此为止了。然后呢，让这个猎人进入到这个念诵纯粹的念诵当中，开始一种全新的纯粹的奉献服务。
And Prabhupada did exactly the same.
那释迦牟尼佛呢，他和Narada Muni做的是完全一样的。
He takes away our material desires. He takes away.All our bad habits, and he replaces it with the chanting of the holy name and devotional service.
然后呢，就是释迦牟尼佛也是一样的，他把我们的这种物质欲望、物质衣服，还有这些坏的这种习惯，都给我们拿走了。然后呢，代之以念诵主的圣名，纯粹的念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，还有这个一系列的奉献服务。
And every day, devotees, they circumambulate Tulsi Devi in the morning.
然后每一天呢，奉献者们也都在绕拜这个 Tulsi Devi.
And every day, they are chanting Hare Krishna.
每天都在念诵、唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And every day, they engage in devotional service and Krishna supplies.
然后每天都在做这个奉献服务嘛。那奉献者做了所有的这一切，这个。Krishna 他提供给奉献者生活所需要的一切。
We saw here with our own eyes during the pandemic, Mayapur was empty for months.
我们其实在这里，我们亲眼的看到了这个景象，就是在整个的这个疫情期间，好多个月，整个 Mayapur 就是空荡荡的。
But imagine if Mayapur was empty, what about all the villages around Mayapur that had no work anymore?
你想想，就连玛雅普我们所在的这个地方都是这么空荡荡的，什么也没有发生。那要还有周边那么多的那些村庄，这是因为大家都是在封锁期间、禁足期，谁都不能走出家门的，所以也没有人工作，就是一片静止。
And every day devotees would cook prasadam and go deep into the villages and give prasadam to all the people.
然后呢，奉献者每天都做了这个很大量的这个 prasadam。然后呢，来到这个村庄当中，把这个 prasadam 送到了每一个村民的手中。
And there was sometime giving out prasadam, sometime they would give bags of rice, bags of vegetables.
有的时候是给做好的这个 prasadam, 有的时候就给一包一包的像米呀、面呀，还有这个蔬菜啊什么的。
So Narada Muni says, every day I shall send.Sufficient food to you both. You can take as much food as you want.
那人的目的就是说呢，每天呢，我都会给你们送来这个足够的食物的，你们想吃多少就多少。
And then Narada Muni did something really amazing.
然后接下来呢，人的目的就做了一件非常不可思议的事情。
Because while this conversation was taking place, don't forget there were three half-killed animals that were suffering.
我们不要忘了，就是当时就是这个Narada Muni跟猎人在这个对话的这个过程当中呢，还有三只 被这个猎人折磨的半死不活的动物在那儿奄奄一息呢，这个我们不要忘记了。
So Narada Muni gave back their consciousness and they went back to normal and they run away.
Narada Muni 呢this is amazing. Narada Muni 呢就立刻把这个让他们恢复了知觉，让他们恢复如常。然后这三个动物醒过来之后呢，立刻就跑走了。
When the hunter saw this, then he was like 100% convinced.
当这个猎人看到了纳达穆尼这么做的时候，他真的是更是100%的这个心悦诚服，佩服的五体投地。
He thought that this is the guru.
他就知道了，这个就是guru, 这是真正的 guru.
Now he saw some miracles.
因为他在这里，他看到了这个神通嘛。
The miracles for us is that Prabhupada saved us.
那对于我们来说呢，这个玄秘的力量，就是这个神通，是释迦牟尼佛拯救了我们。
So we will see what happens when the hunter gets back home.
然后呢，这个猎人他就回家了。那他回家之后发生了一些什么呢？我们下一次再来讲。
We will talk about this next year.
明年我们继续来讲这个猎人和那拉达穆尼的故事。Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Someone asked a question. 顶拜花铺和群里的奉献者，请问一个面包可是要等手撕了一块给他人吃了，剩下的部分我还可以吃吗？吃的是非奉献者。If I have a piece of bread and I just tore some part from the bread and gave to our non-devotees and he ate it. Can I eat the rest?
Yes, you're not going to die.
是的，你可以吃，你吃了不会死的。
Don't worry, nothing will happen.
你不用担心，吃下去以后不会发生什么状况。
Not only that, but you may even make that person into a devotee.
而且不仅如此，吃了你这个面包的 prasadam 的人可能还变成了奉献者呢。Devotee is so scared of certain things.
Well, if you are, if you scared means you don't understand the philosophy.
我说呢，有的时候奉献者真的是很害怕，谨小慎微，生怕有什么错误。那个白拉沙帕夫说，如果奉献者总是在这样的一种恐惧和担忧当中，那就说明你根本就不懂哲学。Okay, Sumuti Radha Mataji, 看一下大家有没有问题。Jamuna Tira, Devi Dasi, 深深的顶拜亲爱的 Guru Maharaj, 深深的顶拜甜美的 Mataji, 请问 Babaji 和 Thakur 的分别是什么意思？现在讲的猎人和 Ramayana 的作者 Vamiki Muni 是一个人吗？感恩。第一个问题就是说 What's the difference between Babaji and Thakur?
Babaji, Thakur is an honorific title.
Thakur 这个字哈，就是 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 这个 Thakur 呢，它是一个尊称，一个敬称。
Actually, Thakur is often used to address Krishna.
其实 Thakur 这个词本来是称呼 Krishna 的。
When you're in Vrindavan and people talk about their deities, they say my Thakur.
比如说你在 Vrindavan 的时候，当这个 Vrindavan 的居民他们说起自己的神像的时候，他就会说我的 Thakur.
So someone who has this honorific title of Thakur means one who is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
就是如果一个人的名字他的后缀是这么一个敬称，就是 Thakur, 就意味着他是。完全的沉浸在 Krishna 知觉中的人。
Babaji is a status.
Babaji 呢，就好像是一个人的一个地位。
So you have Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and then Babaji.
就是好比是这个四灵性境界里面的这个真守身居士，然后行脚僧，这个 Sannyasi 陀钵僧一样，同样的有这个 Babaji。
But the four order of spiritual life, they are spiritual status. Whereas Babaji, there's no more identification when you are Babaji.
不过就是说这个前面所说的四个灵性境界，它还是代表的是不同的灵性阶段。但是 巴巴吉一旦说这人是巴巴吉的时候，他跟这个灵性阶段啊这些东西说没有关系了，他是完全一个独立的。
But this word is used quite lightly for many people.
但是对很多人来说，就是好像这个巴巴吉这个词语呢，就是称呼的时候就有一点漫不经心了，就是有点用的随便了。现在有一些人。
People use the word Babaji for just about anyone who's got long hair and long beard.
就是在印度有一些人他留着长长的头发长长的胡子，别人就会称呼他为 Babaji.
But the connotation of Babaji means one who has completely renounced the world entirely and has absolutely no contact with anybody else.
那巴巴吉这个词语的这个深意，它的内涵，就是这个人他已经完完全全的弃绝了这个世俗的物质世界，而且他在这个世界当中跟任何人都没有任何的关联。
Because sannyasis are mainly preachers.
因为 sannyasi 主要还是要传教的，就是他们的活动是传教。
Babaji is completely isolated and just 24 hours a day concentrating on the holy name.
那 Babaji 呢，一般来说，他们是过着与世隔绝的生活，他们只是独自一人，一天几乎24小时的在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Now,Up until the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was no such a thing as Babaji.
在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之前，其实是没有这种 Babaji 的。
The Babaji title came after Lord Chaitanya.
这个 Babaji 的这样的一种称呼，这样的头衔，是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后才开始。
At least in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnava.
那至少是在这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 宗当中是这种情况。
So practically speaking.After Lord Chaitanya, all the Vaishnavas were, if they were not householders, they were Babajis.
所以在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后呢，就是如果是不是居士的话，那这些人几乎是统称为 Babaji 了。
In other words, they renounce the world, they go and live at Radhakund, or they go and live in a cave, or they live under a tree, and they just absorb in Krishna consciousness.
就是说他们这些人呢，他们就是说已经脱离了家庭世俗的生活，然后他们就会到 Radhakund 去，就是 Radhakund 湖，然后或者是他们就四处为家了，就是他们住在这个树下，或者是住在一个山洞里面，然后就完全的沉浸在圣灵的念诵当中、冥想之中。那这些人都被称为 Babaji。
There were many exalted Babajis, such as in our Guru Parampara, Gokishodas Babaji and Jagannathas Babaji.
就在我们这个传承当中，也有非常著名、杰出的这些。Babaji, Gaurakishore Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji.
But there were many Babajis who took advantage of their position to exploit sense gratification and especially intimacy with women.
但是也有一些 Babaji 啊，他们就是利用了自己的这样的一种地位、一种位置，然后他们实际上反而是沉浸在这个，就是。感官享乐之中，特别是跟女人有染。
So Prabhupada used to compare. He says the monkeys they also very renounced. They live naked on the tree, but they keep many she monkeys.
然后那些释迦牟尼有的时候就做这种比喻，讽刺他们说，就是你看那个猴子也很气绝呀，他也不穿衣服，他不就也住在树上吗？但是他身边呢，有这么多母猴跟着他。
So normally, we don't have Babajis in ISKCON.
通常我们在 ISKCON 里面是没有 Babaji 的。
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the end of his life, he moved into the Babaji position.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他在他的晚年的时候，就生命的最后阶段的时候，他就进入到 Babaji 的阶段。
But right at the end, before he passed away.
但是这个是在他就是隐逝之前，这已经到他的生命的最后时刻了。他在进入到Babaji的这个阶段。
Okay.
第二个问题就是就是 the hunter is the same person as Valmiki Muni in Ramayana?
No,
不是，这个就是完全不一样。
Valmiki was also a hunter.
Valmiki 也是一个猎人。
Yeah. But and then actually the word Valmiki means ant hill. Ant hill, you know the
ant hill. 就是 Valmiki 呢，就是我们中文不说蚁峙嘛，就是它其实是一个蚂蚁山，一个蚁丘，就是。
Because Valmiki, after he was told to sit and just meditate and chant the name of Ram, he got so absorbed that he did not even recognize that he was being covered by ants.
因为就是当 Valmiki 他知道他自己应该就这样就地坐下来，然后只是去冥想和念诵 Ram 的这个名字的时候，他就是完全是浑然忘我的那个状态，就。是完全沉浸到深度的这个冥想当中，他都没有发现这个蚂蚁就绕围着他就建起了一个蚁山了，他都没有发现。
Yeah, it's good to clarify. The Mugari, the hunter, and Valmiki Muni are two different people.
所以呢，就是这个在这里说这个 Mugari 这个猎人和这个 Valmiki 就是两个不同的人。I bought one box of fruit. Before the offering, my child took one piece. Can I still offer the rest?
Your child is very naughty.
你这个孩子很调皮啊。
Krishna used to do that also.
Krishna 有的时候也这么做，经常这么干。
You can still offer to Krishna.
你还可以供奉给 Krishna 的，不用担心。
But it doesn't stop you from teaching your child not to do it again.
但是呢，你还是要教你的孩子，下一次不能这么做了。
Now, if you want your child to be in the following the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati,
then you never eat anything.
Whatever fruit is taken out of the box, he may never eat it again for the rest of his life.
你可以教给他 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 的故事。不管他从这个盒子里还是在哪里把吃在供奉之前把这个东西吃了的话，他这辈子以后就再也不能吃了。
Don't worry.
你不用担心。You want to talk about this briefly about Bhaktisiddhanta? This incident, people may not.
You know the story. You can tell them.
It takes too much time.
No, it doesn't take much time.
Okay, 就是这个 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 就是他小的时候在这个供奉之前他把这个芒果给吃了，然后他就发誓，那时候好像才四岁 ,four years old, right? 他三岁的时候他就发誓了，说我这辈子再也不吃芒果。芒果是在印度是品种最多最甘美的，而且到了芒果季节的时候是没有一个人能够抵御这种诱惑的。但是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他居然这辈子就再也没有碰过芒果，再也没有吃过芒果。之后他的门徒要供奉给他芒果吃的时候，他也都拒绝了。你就可见非常的不可思议，从三岁的时候开始，一个小孩子下了这个决心，发了这个誓言之后，他就终身的去遵守。 OK, 下一个问题来自于智敏。礼拜故事，感谢翻译，感谢主持人。在和奉献者相处的时候会很小心，这种小心不是出于外事那般礼，而是出于恐惧，这怎么办呢？Question from the host. 就是When we associate with devotees, I would be very cautious, and this cautious is not out of Vaishnava etiquette. Is it? It's out of fear. What to do?
The host, Shumukirada?
No. The host for our Prashadam class.
Oh, what's the question?
Well, I tend to be very cautious when I associate with the devotees, but this is not out of Vaishnava etiquette or the understanding of the etiquette, but out of fear.
Well, it depends what you define as fear, really.
这个其实呢，看你对恐惧这两个词的定义是什么了。
So, maybe it's not fear, maybe it's just apprehension.
可能不能说那么严重是恐惧，可能是一种紧张或者是担忧吧。
We have to learn to, you can be cautious, but you should trust also.
你可以去小心，你可以小心，但是你同时呢也要有信赖，信，就是信任。
Because what happens is you are not allowing your heart to open up.
因为如果你过于紧张恐惧的话，你的心就没有办法打开。
And you may missing out on mercy flowing your way.
那你有可能就会错过流向你的仁慈了，因为你的心是关闭的，仁慈就进不去了。
So.You should perhaps trust a bit more.
所以我想你应当把自己的心打开一些，多一份信任。
Try.
你可以试一下，努力的试一下。That's it. 好，下一个问题是来自于 Smoky Radha Mataji， 感恩 Papu 和 Mataji 清晨来自 Mayapur 的精彩讲课。您说到奉献者。只要按照顺序去崇拜 2C 崇拜神像派发菩萨的诚挚的念诵圣名生活的一切都会被 Krishna 亲自照顾那么人们真的不需要再去继续以往的工作了吗那么居士的责任到底是什么女性到底是该安心的带好孩子操持好家务和照顾好老人还是出去工作而把这些家里的事情花钱雇人做一下就行了现在中国的现状是职场女性连做叶子都不敢歇着，否则职位就被人取代了。想要很认真的做好这些份爱服，在兼顾家里的内务和工作，基本上是没有可能的。新人为此感到困惑，感恩您的解答 ，Hare Krishna。So, this is a question on about, on behalf of the new people, some doubts. Thank you very much for your wonderful class from Mayapur. You mentioned a devotee.Can be taken care of materially by Krishna and personally taken care of by Krishna when they just be focused on doing devotional service like worshipping the Tulsi, the deities, the distribution prasada and pure chanting of the holy name. Does that mean that we really don't need to go out and continue with our previous job? Then what's theresponsibility or duty of the Grihastha and for the women should they choose to stay at home taking care of the child and the houseworks and the elderly in the family or should they go out and then maybe just pay someone to do all these houseworks at home now the situation in China is that especially the women's in business and professionalsthey don't even dare to take a break, even during the first month after giving a birth to a child. Otherwise, their position might be replaced by someone else. But therefore, to be serious and nicely doing all the devotional service,while taking care of the houseworks and work, it's almost, basically speaking, impossible. So the new people might be confused by this situation they are faced with. Can you please give us some explanation? Hare Krishna.
I think you're looking too far into the situation.
Sure. 就是这个情况你可能看得有一点过了，就是。
And it has to do with the way you are being educated in Krishna consciousness.
这个其实是跟你在 Krishna 知觉当中受到的教育有关。
Prabhupada never asked devotees to give anything up.
释迦牟尼从来都没有让奉献者随便的放弃什么。
The only thing that we give up.Is bad habits.
我们唯一需要放弃的是坏的习惯。
Because if you keep bad habits, you can't make any spiritual progress.
因为你要是仍然是在过去的这种坏的习性里面的话，你在灵性的这个道路上是很难进步的。
So we remove the bad habits and we replace them. We don't leave a vacuum. We replace them with good habits.
所以说呢，我们把这个坏的习惯给清除掉，但是我们不是就留下这个真空了，我们要用新的这个好的习惯来替代、填补。
So the good habits means the prasada means chanting.
好习惯是什么？就意味着是 prasada， 是念诵。
Now, if you can just manage your daily life, regardless of your situation, where you can offer your food to Krishna.And chant japa, Believe me, it's a huge achievement.
咱们先不说别的，如果你每天能够维持这样的一个灵性的生活习惯，就是你每天都要有念诵，然后你每天都要供奉给 Prasada 给 Krishna， 那已经是做得非常好了。
You know, we have Chinese devotees who live here in Mayapur. Believe me, they only live here because they've got plenty of money to stay here.
你看，我们有一些中国奉献者住在这个 Mayapur， 他们不用去工作的。那是因为他们有足够的经济保障。所以说他们才会住在麦坡。
Either that, or they live here and they don't care whether they have money or not.
或者是也有这种情况，他们就住在麦坡了，他到底有没有钱，他是无所谓的。
Now, just like everywhere else in the world, there will be some devotees who will be financially comfortable, and there'll be devotees who will be struggling.
所以就像这个世界上各个地方一样，有一些。奉献者他在这个经济上面就是可以说是衣食无忧，没有什么可担忧的，但是有一些奉献者一直也在为这个物质方面的生活发愁，在挣扎。
But to ask devotees to dismantle their family structure, where they live, what they do for some sort of imaginary ideal spiritual situation is just not real.
就是对一些奉献者来说，他本来有自己的家，本来有自己的工作，有某一种生活方式，某一种生活结构，然后呢你就随意的让他去把他的原来的那种生活给拆分了，就是完全都抛弃了他原来所做的这种东西，都颠覆了他原来的生活模式，然后去为了追求一种所谓的理想的灵性的这个生活，那是非常不真实的。
See, we have to actually, there is a difference between reading Prabhupada's book, studying Prabhupada's books, and understanding Prabhupada's book.
这个阅读是了帕帕的书，研习是了帕帕的书，和理解是了帕帕的书，这三者都是读书，但是。
And I'm afraid that not many people actually do understand what we find in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们在《博迦梵歌》和《博迦瓦坛》里面所看到的这些知识，我真的怀疑是不是所有的人都真正的理解了。
Spiritual life is very, very simple.
灵性的生活其实非常的简单。
It's not a question of knowing everything and dreaming about things.It's a question of going very deep into simple activities.
灵性的修行不是意味着你知识那么丰富，就是无所不知，然后呢一切都是那么的理想，无可挑剔，不是这个，而是说在非常简单的生活当中，非常深的潜入进去，就是灵修生活很简单，但是你可以潜入到很深的地方。
If you have your connection with your guru and you follow your guru's instruction, you are very nicely situated, no matter what you do with your life.
如果你跟你的灵性导师有非常好的连接，你非常认真的去遵循你的灵性导师给你的训谕去做的话，那你其实是在一种非常安全的一种状况当中，无论你在生活当中具体你做一些什么，这个都不重要了。
Regardless of your job, regardless of your family situation,
不管你的家庭的生活是怎样的，你的工作是怎样的，都不会影响你的。
If you remove all the bad habits and you replace them with good habits and you add the chanting of Hare Krishna, believe me, you are very nicely situated.
如果你能够抛弃你所有的这些之前的这些坏习惯，然后代之以非常好的灵性生活的习惯，同时又能够很好的每天去念诵的话，那你其实你的情况是非常可喜的，不用担心。
And everything else is just a luxury. It's extra.
那至于其他的一些东西，额外的这些东西。这个就好像奢侈品一样的，是你这种你的这种额外的恩惠吧。
Like doing devotional service.
比如说做这个，你有余力去做奉献服务。
Participating in festivals.
比如说去参与这个节日的。
Going to the Holy Dham once a year.
一年去圣地一次。
I mean, And these things are very nourishing to the spiritual progress.
当然这些我们说的这几件事情呢，它对于一个人的灵性生命来说是非常的滋养的。
But the reality is, it's not always possible.
但是我们毕竟得要面临我们现实的生活，就是并不是所有的时候这几件事情都是可能发生的。
The main thing is four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds.Offering our food to Krishna, and if you have the space and the facility, you have a small altar at home and you offer your aarti, you're doing fine.
嗯，就是最主要的就是我们的遵循四个规范原则，念诵十六圈，然后你每天能够把你的这个prasadam供奉给 Krishna。那如果说再有条件的话，你能够在家里面设一个单独的神坛，每天做这个 aarti。做一个这个灯仪的话，那已经是很不错了的。
So don't be in any anxiety about this adjustment and that adjustment. Just do the basic.
所以这个不管是这个条件还是看有没有那个条件，这些你不用去担心。你首先先抓住这些最基础的、最基本的这些事情，把它做好了 ，and go deeper.
Because the basic is actually the foundation.
其实因为呢，这个基础。其实是你的基石，就像是地基一样的，其他的一切都是建立在它的基础上。
And the foundation is everything.
而这个地基其实就是代表的一切。OK， 下一个问题来自于 PPLU， 顶拜亲爱的咕噜，请问恋人是不是前世是个修行人，这一世才有机会遇到圣人 Narada Muni？ 他做恋人造了许多的杀业。但是呢，同时又能听到圣人教导念诵圣名。我们大多数人可能没那么幸运，做业报却遇不到圣名，这一世听不到圣名，是不是也是业报呢？嗯 ，was Murari the hunter, spiritual practitioner in his previous life. Otherwise, how could he have opportunity to come across a sadhu like saint like Narada Muni, and he did so many sinful activities by doing the hunting and killings, but at the same time he was so fortunate to listen to hear the instruction on the chanting of the holy name given by the saintly persons. Mm-hmm. Most of us are not that fortunate. We do perform a lot of karmic activities, but we may not be able to know or hear the holy name. If in this life we can't hear the holy name, is it also because of the result of our karmic reactions?
Yes. I don't know the details about the Bhagavatam does not, because this is a story, the Bhagavatam does not mention Mugrari the hunter's past life. I can search for it, but I'm not sure.
就是在圣典博迦晚坛里面并没有讲到这个 Mugrari 这个猎人的前世到底是怎样的，没有说。但是我想，我可以查一些资料，可询问一些人，可能就能够找出这个答案。
But without a doubt, you don't bump into a pure devotee like Narada Muni.Unless you have done something good in the past.
那但是毫无疑问的，肯定是在前世做了一些非常好的善行，一些虔诚的事情，这一生才能够遇到像 Narada Muni 这样的纯粹的奉献者，这样的圣人。
However, we have to understand how the mercy of the devotees is made available to people who receive it unexpectedly.
但是我们同时也要知道，就是奉献者的这个仁慈。经常是不期而至的，就是对于一些普通的奉献者而言，他也会遇到这种无缘的恩慈，就突然间遇到了奉献者的仁慈。
So Narada Muni became Narada Muni because in his previous life he got association of pure devotees.
那 Narada Muni 之所以能够成为我们现在所说的这个纯粹的奉献者 Narada Muni， 也是因为他曾经得到了一些纯粹的奉献者的联谊。
It's mentioned that Prahlad also had committed sinful activities in his previous life.
据说是 Prahlad 他在前世的时候也做了一些罪恶的
So he got to be born in a family of demons.
所以他才出生在这个恶魔的这个家庭里面。
But you know the whole principle of spreading Krishna consciousness is that you create people's sukriti, you create people's good fortune, so that in the future they can progress further.
就是实际上我们传播 Krishna 知觉的这个宗旨，就是在于你要为你别人去创造他的 sukriti， 也就是他的幸运，给他这个把恩典，给他这个幸运，让他就能够开始这个灵性的生命。
So we don't know who Mugari the hunter will be in his next life. Maybe he'll be a great sage.
所以我们不知道这个猎人 Mugari 在下世他会做些什么。他可能会成为一个这个是 Smoky Radamata 吉尼边的话筒打开了，听到你的声音了。就是他下一世 what, he will become a pure devotee.
I don't know.
他可能在下一世他可能会成为一个纯粹的奉献者，那这我们不知道下一世他会做些什么。
The main thing is devotees create people's good fortune.
所以最重要的是这个奉献者们在为普通人去创造他们的好运。
Just like people created our good fortune in the past.
就好像呢我们之前也是这样的，是有别人为我们创造了这个好运。
So it's a good observation, thank you.
所以呢你的这个思考非常的细致，非常的好。
Okay.
Okay.
Sumukhi Radha, any more questions?
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 还有问题吗？
没有了，他不。
No, that's all.
Okay, so we would like to wish everyone a happy new year.
所以呢我们要向大家道一声新年快乐。
And we hope that we will be able to be very, very strong in Krishna consciousness for 2021.
希望在2021年啊，大家都能够在这个 Krishna 知觉当中保持坚定。
And by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we will be good instrument in spreading Krishna consciousness far and wide in China.
然后藉着 Guru 和 Gauranga 的仁慈，希望我们能够把 Krishna知觉带到中国的每一个角落。
And we are also praying that sometime in the near future we can come back.
然后我们也祈祷说在这个不久的将来我们能够回到中国。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Vaikuntha
之音，服务源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经师 Chaitanya Charitamrita 讲课就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第24章 Atmaram 师节的61项解释。下周同一时间，2021年再见。 Hare Krishna。